from the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
For the deer hunters out there, especially for those hunkered down in their camps, here's something I heard the other day that if you already didn't know it, you should. Deer hunters go to a lot of trouble washing down their hunting gear in scent-free detergent and washing down themselves in scent-free soaps and shampoos. So far, so good. But after a good helping of bacon and eggs this morning, which is almost an antidote for a long night of drinking and chowing down on spicy pasta dishes with a side order of garlic bread, where did you put your hunting gear? If it was anywhere inside your cabin or even an enclosed porch, kiss that day's hunting goodbye. The main reason deer are not on the endangered species list is because of their acute sense of smell, which allows them to smell a wolf a mile away if it is stupid enough to be downwind. You with the smell of bacon and eggs drifting off you, mixed with the garlic smell from that mighty fine pasta the night before, and then top it off with a whiff or two of too many beers in a single night, well, a deer will be able to smell you from two time zones away. The answer, fill your hunting gear, your orange blaze, and your boots in the back of your truck, even if it's cold as hell outside and on the most miserable of days. Do you want to bag a buck or not? They don't smell like Greasy Spoon Diner and worse, like a mangy old wolf. As a former professional boozer, I can remember the days when the sweat oozing out of my pores smelled like a day-old martini or two, which would have been accurate. It's just something to keep in mind. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, the Phantom, Angelo Vail. He is Joseph Gorskowski, and we have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, and that was our good friend Bono. Did he almost use the "you people" phrase?
I don't think
he was I could see him pointing. "You people," I'm sure he said that. Anyways, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. I'm looking at the TV screen here in the studio, and there's a couple of young men having a great time on a boat out in British Columbia. It's on the Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, as we speak, Canada's most watched fishing presentation on the planet. Canada's most watched fishing show. And in fact, Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock, more people tune in to Fishing Canada show than any other program, including a CTV program, who's number two usually every week. I won't use their name anymore, CTV, because it's probably not kosher for me to do that. Anyways, on this exciting episode, Peter Bowman joins Steve Nedzwicki, the newest member of the Fishing Canada crew, as they fly to British Columbia's Rocky Mountains and drop into a tiny little spot of blue water and try their luck on Northern Pike in BC. Northern Pike, who'd have thunk it? But they're there, and they're there by the boatload. It's on right now on Global. It's called The Fishing Canada Show, episode Rocky Mountains Northern Pike. And if you are not able to watch that program because you're listening to this very show, all you have to do afterwards, go to fishingcanada.com and check it out there. Of course, when you're at fishingcanada.com, don't forget to enter the Mercury 9.9 motor. There's only one left. It's going away December 16th. You want to make sure you're in the box for that one. There you go. Now, as I mentioned, it is a snowy, wintry morning this morning, Joe, when we came in. I don't know where you came from, but I know where I came from. It was snow around. So, what a perfect time to remind folks that the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo is all set to attract large crowds. Once again, now in their new home at Georgian College in Barrie, Ontario. Mark down these dates, December 14th and 15th. Oh, how cool is that? December 14th and 15th, and then on the 16th, we draw for the free Mercury 9.9 on fishingcanada.com. That's cool. So anyways, December 14th and 15th is the biggest ice fishing extravaganza to take place in this country, in this united country of Canada. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And $8 will get you in the door and free parking and chances at great prizes. The expo features over 50 exhibitors. Many of the latest in ice fishing gear and high-tech products will be on display. And what a perfect time. Christmas. Who on your Christmas list that loves fishing in the outdoors wouldn't like a gift from the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo? I don't know, but I don't know any who would not like that. Anyways, each day will be topped off by featuring some of the top ice sticks in the country, including our very own Doc. Gord Pizer will be there, along with Will Wegman and David Chong. Seminar MCs and open mic panel host, also a Jim, Big Jim McLaughlin will be there as well. So all the big names in ice fishing will be there at Georgian College, which is right off of Highway 400, just a stone's throw from Lake Simcoe, Ontario's most popular ice fishing destination. Remember, December 14th, 15th at Georgian College. If you like ice fishing, then don't be left out in the cold. There you go. Visit CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. All right, time for a little in-house safety after the shipwreck we started off with in the program. His name is Bradley Schlarf, retired staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. To talk a little in-house safety, good morning, young man. How are you?
Okay, so when I heard you start right away about, you know, the economic impact of this, participating in this every Saturday to you, here I go, yes. If I say something you don't like and you fire me, think what it's going to do to my tax return.
Very well put, my friend. We're all in the same boat.
Jack Summers for president.
What? Okay, before you go any farther, I'm just reading what Winters put on my script here. I think it's bogus, and in fact, there is evidence now that is coming in via one of the chat boards that we use here. Apparently that is incorrect. That information is not correct. He is not president of the Sportsman Show. So there you go.
Well, John kind of poked at me that there was a couple things that I could maybe stir you up on, and the alternatives were the whole Don Cherry fiasco, and you covered that pretty good. I got something to say about that, too, in a second. Or yes. Jack Summers for president.
Perfect. Well, carry on.
Well, the Don Cherry thing. So, you know, not the Don Cherry thing. The whole issue of patriotism in Canada, it's like it's wrong for somebody to say something that implies patriotism. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, hopefully I'm going to be somewhere in the South where they do take their patriotism a lot more serious. Like, you look at a sporting event in the United States, you don't take your hat off, somebody's going to lean on and say, take your hat off.
Of course.
And they're only going to say it to you nice once, likely, and you're going to do that. Everybody stands up. So, you know, how far do we go that if you don't say the right thing that people want to hear, you can't say anything?
I guess, Brad, you have to look at what side you're on, I suppose, because I'm like yourself. I love that about our American cousins. I love the fact that they're so patriotic. I love the fact that they would fall on their sword for their country. I love all of that. I love the fact that the American flag is prevalent in every neighborhood in front of everybody's garage. I absolutely love that. Can we ever achieve it here?
And they respect their veterans.
Oh, it's unreal. And is it wrong for us to expect that here?
No, but maybe it's more fun to just talk about Jack Summers for president.
Yeah, I know the people at the Toronto Sportsman Show. I got to tell you, when I first read this, I had doubts. Okay, I had doubts. But we'll find out. He's going to be on the program. He's going to talk to us about that, and I'm sure a whole bunch
of
others.
You're going to get us one end of the horse in a little while anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right. You got it. What's on the safety menu today, my friend?
My safety menu for me right now is hoping not to get hypothermia. I'm in a tree stand in Manitoulin Island. It's minus 13, feels like about a minus 100. You know, record-breaking temperatures everywhere. We were out in it the other day. I'm not having fun right now.
Okay, so how long you been there?
Since Tuesday.
Oh, boy, and you have not seen anything?
No, it's freezing cold, it's windy.
You
but
know,
it is
what,
fun.
What, okay, I'm going to ask you that, because I knew you were going to come up with something like it is fun. How can you call that fun?
I've been watching does steady every day I've been out here, lots of them. And we're not shooting does, but they are so much fun to watch coming in and how they interact with each other. And I could sit and watch wildlife all day. Even though I'm shivering so hard, I can hardly hold on to the phone.
All right. I you know what? Unless you're a hunter, it's hard for anybody to truly, truly understand what you just said. But yeah, just being out there and enjoying it, immersing yourself in nature is, it doesn't matter what the conditions are. The fact that you were able to do it is a bonus. Snow tires.
I don't suppose that either Stephen or John,
No, go ahead.
Either Stephen or John sent you a picture of a fish there yesterday that I had a comment that was kind of aimed at you about.
No, but do tell.
Well, I'll send it to you, and then you can tell me why it's wrong to call that fish a rainbow and have to call it a steelhead.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
I guess you got to see the picture. It's a beautiful, about 6-pound silver rainbow with the biggest, brightest red rainbow on its side you ever saw. Right out of the river.
Wow. Cool. Well, I'll check it out when you send it out.
There we go. Off topic now. What do you want to talk about?
Snow tires on vehicles. My wife just had hers put on yesterday. Are we going to get to a point where much like Quebec, we're going to mandate that they're on by a certain time?
Well, when I was looking at this, I read a really interesting article yesterday about rates of snow tire use across the country. And, in BC, they're fairly high. In Quebec, they're really high because you have to have them. But the two provinces that even the author said, surprisingly, have the lowest use of snow tires are Manitoba and Saskatchewan, where they get the coldest, nastiest winters in the country.
Okay. So what do you
think? Maybe it is coming sometime.
I think so. I think it should, honestly. Because and no matter how well-intentioned you are, it always seems to catch you by surprise, doesn't it? Unless you're one of those people that, has a firm date on the calendar, whether it's, October 1st or November 1st, whatever. Unless you're one of those people, putting snow tires on always seems to catch you by surprise. So.
And it's a crapshoot, though, especially when you have a week like this last week, comes up kind of out of the blue. You think after Remembrance Day, it's kind of maybe we're going to get snow and it's going to be here to stay, but before, it's just rude.
I'm with you, my friend. We need to get working on getting it legislated. I know that's right up your alley.
I want to hear more about legislation that's going to be proposed when Jack Summers is the president.
My friend, best of luck out there. Don't freeze your butt off, and hopefully you'll see something worth shooting.
Even if I don't, I'm still having fun. Talk to you later.
All right, Brad. Bradley Slorf, retired staff sergeant with the OPP, now apparently sitting in a tree stand since Tuesday in minus 100-degree weather. That's insane.